Have you heard the absolute latest from Apple Podcast and why it matters to you? I'm about to share that to you in a few seconds.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
And we're back with another episode of The Podcast on Podcasting. This is an even episode. That means I'm pouring into your business, trying to help you as a business person and as a podcaster. I want you to be able to make more money. And today's topic matters to you. What are we talking about? We're talking about Apple Podcast and the recent change that they made. Many of you know that they've been talking about and working on this massive update, which they've done, and that they were getting rid of the old, quote, subscribe button. By the way, there's a couple points to this whole short episode, and one of them is there's no more subscribe button. What that means to you is, A, you need to get rid of the end of your, at the end of your podcast episode, you all say, like, comment, subscribe, or you say something like, please subscribe and follow us on YouTube, or you might say, please subscribe and make sure to share this with a friend, or leave me a 5-star rating and a review and subscribe and leave and share this with somebody who needs it. So I really want you to know that you need to get rid of that word subscribe, because there no longer is a subscription, an unpaid subscription with Apple Podcasts, with iTunes. So what else matters about this? It's critical. That big giant button that used to say subscribe, they switched it to a button called latest episode. Yeah, if you want to do what others have called subscription, if you want to subscribe or follow the podcast, there's a new way to do it. You got to go and find these three dots and click the three dots in the upper right corner, and then you have to click follow. That's the old subscription. But this call to action button that they had right there, front and center, where all of the people who check out your podcast, even just once, will see, it's been replaced with a button called latest episode. I'm going to share with you what this latest episode means and how you need to game it, what you need to be doing differently now with your podcast, now that Apple's made this change. So this latest episode button, it doesn't really share the entire episode. It shares about 60 seconds, the first 60 seconds of the latest episode. And over the last like 2 weeks, I've been talking to a lot of my own clients that we have now, as well as I've been doing, we have this little thing on our website. You can schedule like a 45-minute call. It's expensive. I'm not even asking you to do it. I'm just saying that over the past couple of weeks, we've been doing so many of these 45-minute calls where we're pouring into other people's businesses. And I've seen this mistake continue to happen. I'm listening to somebody's podcast and I listen to it and find out that at the 2-minute mark, at the 3-minute mark, there hasn't been any content. And there hasn't even been a big promise. Well, it's getting worse now, ladies and gentlemen. It is getting worse now, because if you don't hook your audience in the first 60 seconds, they're less likely to subscribe or follow your new podcast. Again, they replace that button. It's in the middle, front and center, when they check out your podcast. And it just says to check out the latest episode. It just says play the last episode. But the problem is it only plays the first 60 seconds of that episode. So as you get these listeners and the potential listeners to click on that button, if you don't get right to the point, if you don't at least hook them and let them know what's going to happen in this podcast, they're going to leave you. They're going to leave you. They're not going to be able to subscribe because this new subscription changed to follow and it's no longer front and center. The first thing that they could push, they've got to go all the way up. They've got to push those three little dots. Then they can click the follow button. So it's going to be confusing for a lot of new listeners to Apple because they're not going to be able to follow your podcast as easily. So you really want to hook them within that first 60 seconds. So here's a couple of takeaways that'll help you to be able to do that. The five takeaways from this podcast episode are going to be as follows. Your teaser, your introduction, the big promise, your guest bio, and advertisements. Because of this new button that they've switched the old subscription button, it's called latest episode. Because of what Apple's doing and this 60-second thing, you need to be focused on the five things that I just mentioned. Let's dive into what I mean with a teaser. So first and foremost, a teaser should be 17 seconds or less. 17 seconds or less, not around 17 seconds, not 15 to 20 seconds. It needs to be a maximum of 17 seconds or less. That's what is necessary. And with the teaser, it's going to be a piece of the actual episode that is brought up in front. Well, the teaser to this episode, by the way, I'm going solo. So my team, instead of going and grabbing a quote from my guest and making it a teaser, I actually came up with a teaser automatically. And when I recorded this episode, I started by going, I said literally 3, 2, 1. And then I said the teaser, which was something to the effect of, this is major news and it's going to affect your podcast. Okay. And then it went into the introduction, which is what I'm about to share with you in here in a second. And then it goes into the podcast. So if you only have 60 total seconds to actually hook somebody to want to be able to listen to your podcast, you got to be really careful now, especially because they only give you 60 seconds on that first time. So this is valuable to you anyway. This was already valuable to you, but now that you know that they switched this button, it's like you have to do this or you're screwed, right? So the second thing after teaser is the introduction. So let's share a little bit about the introduction. The introduction should be around 15 seconds. Now, remember I said about the teaser, it needs to be 17 seconds or less. The rule for the introduction that usually plays on every single podcast, it usually has your original theme music and a voiceover artist that says a certain thing. With that introduction, the goal is to keep it around 15 seconds. Now, with clients, I always tell them it could be between 5 and 20 seconds. The real goal is right at 15-second mark. In fact, over the last 3 weeks, I mean, over the last 1 week, I've helped 3 clients with their teasers, and I've brought their teasers down from around, some of them were 40 seconds, one was 40, one was 45, and the other one was over a minute for their introduction. And I took that introduction, part 2, by the way, I took that introduction down, and in all 3 cases, I was able to get it between 14 and 16 seconds. In all 3 cases, I took what they had for 40 seconds up to past a minute and brought it down to 15 seconds. And each and every time, the client will say, the podcaster will say, wow, Adam, like, I love how you can get it so concise. I love how you can put all of those things into 15 seconds. So it's more important now than ever to do your 17-second or less teaser with a 15-ish second intro. That's 5 seconds to 20 seconds. And the third piece is the big promise. So let me share with you a little bit of this big promise. It's going to help you in many, many ways, but especially with this podcast. Most people, they never give a big promise. They just have an interview where they're asking questions and it's going kind of like wherever it goes. And the listener never really knows what they're going to be getting out of it. So with this big promise, you want to let the listener know why they're listening to this episode right in the very beginning, as soon as you can. You let them know, hey, because you're listening to this episode, I'm going to give you the 5 ways, the 5 things that need to change in order to do your latest episode or something like that. Like, the reason you need to do this is because it will actually affect your podcast strength, especially now that they've changed this button. So you want to give them some type of big promise. And the way that you do the big promise is in three parts. Okay. So it's going to be tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. Okay. Again, the big promise is in three parts. As soon as you can in the beginning of the episode, way before any guest bio or advertisements, you want to be able to share with them at least in the first 60 seconds. And you already taken about 30 of the seconds with the teaser and the intro, right? So with this big promise, you want to tell them what you're going to tell them right in the beginning of the episode. You basically share with them what they're going to get out of this episode, what they're going to hear, what they're going to learn, what their mind is going to be open to, whatever. Tell them what you're going to tell them. And then the framework of this big promise then will go later on. It'll be during the episode, you got to tell them. So you give them a big promise. And here's a problem. Some people, they give a big promise and then they don't deliver. Like, they put a title that is just clickbait, but there's no follow through. Well, many of you who are listening, you are a coach, you're a mentor, you're a consultant. You usually, most of my listeners, you make money when people hire you. You need more people listening to your show so that you can have more people hiring you. So this big promise thing where you tell them what you're going to tell them, and then you tell them what you told them. This big promise thing is something that really will help you to have people want to hire you. For example, the $500 that it cost to spend 45 minutes with my whole team pouring into you. That's a big jump. That's a lot of money. But you might do it if I constantly give you a big promise and I follow through with that promise and I make sure that you know that I followed through with that promise. So when you're doing your big promise, you're going to tell them what you're going to tell them. And then in the episode, you actually tell them. And then at the end, you'll wrap it up and tell them what you told them so that they know that if you follow through with your promise on the podcast, you're more likely to follow through with the promise and you don't make empty promises. They can trust you to hire you as a consultant or a coach or a mentor or to buy your courses or whatever it is that you may be selling if you're selling something on your own. So that's the part three, was the big promise. And that needs to tell them what you're going to tell them needs to happen right in the beginning. What most people make mistakes is these next two things that I'm going to share with you. Remember, I said that there was 5 points. Point one, the teaser. Point two, the intro. Point three, the big promise. Point number four to make is the guest bio. Now, as we've been doing these 45-minute consultations with, we'll just call it 15 people in the last 2 weeks. As we've been doing these 45-minute consults with, it's me and a couple people from my team that just pour into people. As we've been doing this, we keep seeing these guest bios. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's happening way too much, which means you might be doing this. Here's the problem. What most hosts will do when they're interviewing a guest. They're going to be lazy and they're not going to want to do all the stuff. They're not going to want to look up all the stuff. And even if they do look up all the stuff, they want the guest to feel heard. And so they tell the guest, tell us a little bit about yourself. Or they say, before we get into the episode, give us a little bit of your background. These two things, especially now that they changed this button from the subscription button front and center to now just check out the 60 seconds of the latest episode button front and center. If you have somebody just randomly being able to go into their guest bio, if you just say, hey, tell us a little bit about yourself, or how did you get into this? Or before we get into the episode, tell us your background. If you say something like that to your guest, you are letting down your listener. A, first and foremost, you're letting down your listener, but B, you are wasting precious time that could be happening in these first 60 seconds because you're allowing your guest to be derailed. So I at least should share with you something that I shared with a few people in the last couple of weeks that literally did the exact same thing, is asking their guest to just tell us a little bit about yourself. Instead, you can tell the listener a little bit about that guest. You can do your freaking research and understand what's going on and be able to share those things. I want you to get away from this freaking word, this phrase, tell us about yourself. Give us, hey, spend a few minutes telling us how you got into this industry. Tell us. Anyway, I hope you understand that this really bothers me when people do this. And you're probably doing it. We're still friends. I'm just hoping that I can pour into you and help you to think about what else could I be doing? A, you could actually be giving the bio yourself, or B, you could just jump into the better questions. The guest bio is already in the show notes. So you might be able to say, today we have Carl Swenson. I'm just making this up. So if your name is Carl Swenson, forgive me. So today we have Carl Swenson on the podcast, and he's going to be, and then you give the big promise, he's going to be teaching us X, Y, and Z. And then you say, so anybody listening, if you want Carl's bio, it's easily found in the show notes. Just scroll down right now, wherever you are, and you'll see his bio in the show notes. Carl, I wanted to start with this question. And then you ask Carl Swenson a real freaking question, a real one, please. All right. Don't let him just go, or her, just go off on the rails into the deep end and just spending sometimes 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes telling you a little bit about themselves. It's a pointless question. Cut it out. All right. The fifth takeaway for you today is advertisements. So many of you want to monetize your show, or you're already monetizing your show. Congrats. Good on you. And if you're not yet, but you want to, still, congrats, good on you, because a lot of people are having a hard time opening themselves up to wanting or being willing to monetize. A quick callback, by the way, of two episodes that might be able to help you monetize your show is episode 5 and episode 10. Episode 5 talks all about like how you could monetize, and episode 10 talks about those of you who might be afraid to monetize or thinking that you're doing something wrong if you're making money with your podcast. So it'll both help you get over mindset issues and help you to be able to know better monetizing strategies. So if that's you, it's just episode 5 and episode 10. So let's talk a little bit more about these advertisements. If you're that person who is advertising or wants to advertise, it's going to be important that you take the advertisement away from the first 60 seconds. Now that they've switched this button, and that's all some people are going to be able to get, having that ad immediately is just wasting resources, or I guess real estate, that you could be using to really hook that listener. So with the advertisements, what I want to suggest to you and talk a little bit more about with you for a moment is that a lot of your advertisers, they want their ad to be like the first thing heard on your podcast. Some of them want it to be in the middle of the podcast. Some of them want it to be at the end, but fewer sponsors want their podcast to be thrown in at the very end of the episode. A little bit more of them want it to be in the middle, and the most amount of them want it to be up toward the front. So if you are going to have sponsors, if you are going to advertise, then I want you to try to get done with some of these other things first during the first 60 seconds and then put in the advertisement. For example, here's a framework. You jump into the teaser, you say you have the teaser happen, or you do what I did on the beginning of this episode and I just record something that helps to hook the listener so that they know what they're getting. So you get that short teaser, then the short intro. You want to go straight into the big promise as fast as possible. And then you could, if you wanted, take a break for the advertiser. So you do something like this. Here's just a quick example. The teaser comes in and it says, you're going to want to know why the subscribe button went away and what it was replaced with and how it could affect your podcast. That's the quick teaser. And then it's the introduction of the podcast. And it says something like, a lot of people want to do better at podcasting. On this podcast, we teach you how to launch, grow, and monetize your show. So that's like the intro. Now we got to go into the big promise that is for your, by the way, the intro is pre-recorded with your original theme music behind it. This big promise is kind of an introduction to the actual episode though. So it's hard for me to share that these two intros are different. Like there's the intro, which is like a voiceover artist with some original theme music for your podcast that's 15 seconds or less and plays on all of your stuff. And then there's this, like, you introducing today's show or today's guest, okay? When you do that, you're going to quickly give that big promise, what that person's going to get. And once you're done with that, you can say something like this. And today we have Carl Swenson on the podcast. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Carl, but first, a word from our sponsor. And so you've actually done and solved that first 60 seconds. You got your listener excited and knowing what they're here for, and they're excited about what they're about to get. They got the big promise and everything. And then you can break for your sponsor, the advertiser, and it's still in the front. And any sponsor, any advertiser would still be very happy about you putting their ad right there. Once that they know that the audience is hooked, it's actually better for them. It's better for you. It's better for your listener. And it's better for your future listener when they're clicking this latest episode button and you know that they need your content, but you could have turned them away by putting that ad a little bit too soon. You're going to benefit that listener because I know that you have good stuff to say and it's going to be able to allow somebody to get stronger, faster, more money in whatever industry or thing that you're trying to teach, whether it's health and fitness, entrepreneurship, real estate, whatever you're teaching, you're going to impact more people by moving these things around. So, like I said earlier, with the big promise, tell them what you're going to tell them, then you tell them, then you tell them what you told them. I'm going to do the same thing right now. Today on this episode, you learned that Apple Podcast changed something. They changed their big button, their big call to action button used to be called subscribe. And now it's called latest episode. And it only goes through the first 60 seconds of the episode. And if they do want to quote subscribe, now it's called follow. And it's not as easy to find for them anymore. They're going to have to go push those three dots, click the button with the three dots, and then they'll click follow. That's the new thing to do. And the five parts that I think were helping you to be able to know how to make the best of this was a short teaser, the recorded intro, the big promise, the guest bio, not asking those silly questions we talked about, and then what you do with your sponsor, advertiser. And remember, I called back to episode 5 and 10 if you wanted more help making money with your podcast. Thanks for listening. This has been your friend, Adam A. Adams, and I'm out. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.